Today, the federal government provided new details in the apparent assassination attempt on former President Trump at his Florida golf club. At a court hearing in West Palm Beach, prosecutors produced images of a letter that was allegedly written by Ryan Ruth, in which he talked about plans for what he called an assassination attempt on Donald Trump. NPR's Greg Allen was at the hearing and joins us now. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Elsa.
Okay, so tell us more about what happened in court today.
Well, this was a detention hearing, and after 3 hours of discussion, Judge Ryan McCabe ordered Ruth held without bail. Prosecutors said that Ruth was a flight risk and a potential threat to the community, and the judge agreed. There was also a lot of new evidence that was submitted by the government today, and we heard new details about Ruth's activities in the days leading up to his arrest a week ago Sunday. You'll recall that a Secret Service agent spotted a gun barrel poking through the tree line at Trump's golf club as he was golfing that day, and he fired his weapon. A witness then saw Ruth fleeing the scene.
Right. Tell us more about that letter that Ruth allegedly wrote. Where was it found?
Right. Well, it was in a box with other possessions. The letter was addressed to just the world, and it says, "This was an assassination attempt on Donald Trump, but I failed you. I tried my best and gave it all the gumption I could muster." According to the filing, the person who received the box that had this letter in it months earlier didn't open it until after seeing the news reports of what happened that day. Hmm. And that's when the person read the letter, then turned it over to authorities. Prosecutors say the box also contained some ammunition, a metal pipe, some other things. But about the letter, there were multiple pages to it, apparently, but only the first page was entered into evidence. At the hearing today, Ruth's public defender questioned an FBI agent about the other pages of the letter, and those other pages apparently contained repeated references to a failed assassination attempt. Ruth's lawyer, Christine Militello, said, quote, "It seems to show multiple times an intent to fail," and she called it perhaps more of a publicity stunt than anything. But the judge didn't buy all that and refused bail, as I said.
So interesting. Okay, well, you mentioned a witness saw Ruth fleeing the scene. But up until now, there's been very little that's connected him to the golf club, right? Like, did we get new evidence on that?
A little bit, yes. The FBI says Ruth's fingerprint was on the gun and also on a plastic bag that were found at the scene that day. In addition, he was identified by two eyewitnesses. The motorist who saw him fleeing the scene identified him later. Also, the FBI agent who originally spotted him along the tree line says he saw some of his face and was able to identify him later. The government also presented evidence from a notebook that Ruth had in which he listed places and dates for appearances that former President Donald Trump had scheduled in his campaign. Cell tower information on Ruth's phone show he traveled from North Carolina to West Palm Beach a month before this arrest and spent time near the golf course and near Trump's private residence at Mar-a-Lago. But some of the most dramatic stuff we saw today was evidence presented by prosecutors, a photo of what they're calling a sniper's nest that they say was set up by Ruth. It was just about 100 feet from the golf course's sixth hole. And the photo of that spot shows a gun placed between two bags that were containing ballistic plates designed to stop bullets that were hung on the fence. So there's just a small space in between for a rifle barrel.
Wait, so it sounds like this was kind of a shielded area for a gunman to fire from?
Exactly. And the government says it was designed to protect Ruth from return fire. There's also a video recording device that was mounted on the fence. Prosecutor Mark Despoto called it, quote, "something you might see in a movie or in a war zone." But Ruth's defense lawyer raised a lot of questions about the government's evidence and about Ruth's ability to carry out an assassination attempt. The rifle scope, the scope on the rifle was attached by electrical tape, which he suggested wouldn't make it very useful. At one point, the judge said, "You're trying to make the point that if he was an assassin, that he wasn't a very good one." And the government's response later was that with a high-powered rifle and a target just 100 feet away, this was an easy shot.
That is NPR's Greg Allen in West Palm Beach. Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome.